If the Blue Ribbon Charleston is music you recognize, then chances are that you will not be surprised to hear me say, "Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. A day without jazz is like a night without sex," our proud mission statement. For many years, the traditional jazz movement in Great Britain was centered around Chris Barber's jazz band, and in 1960, when Chris found himself in New York City at the end of an American tour, he decided to treat himself to a recording session with some of America's best players on the Dixieland side. He picked two of the extraordinary frontline players from the Sydney to Paris band that recorded some early sides for the newly minted Blue Note record label, Sydney himself on trumpet, and Edmund Hall, clarinet. Vic Dickinson was the trombone player in that historic Blue Note band, but of course the trombone was Chris Barber's instrument. The band was filled out with Hank Duncan piano, Hayes Alvis bass, and Joe Marshall drums. The theme of today's show is Terms of Endearment, so here is Chris Barber's American Jazz Band from 1960 playing Sweethearts on Parade. Thank you.
Words of praise in a well-turned phrase never seem to spring from my heart. I'm never one who reaches for sentimental speeches. I'm not versed and I'm unrehearsed in the kind of words that are smart. Still, I can speak sincerely and tell you just as clearly, you're a sweetheart, if there ever was one, if there ever was one, it's you. Life without you was an incomplete dream. You are every sweet dream come true. My search was such a blind one, and I was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one quite so perfect for me. You're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. If there ever was one, it's you.
Make us forlorn. say good night, sweetheart. Though I'm not beside you, good night, sweetheart. Still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you. In each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart.
Those masters of close harmony, the Four Freshmen, with Good Night, Sweetheart. Closely associated with the Stan Kenton Big Band, which was not always punctilious about naming the four individuals involved, those four guys were, in fact, Bob Flanagan, Ken Albers, and the Brothers Barber, Ross and Don. The Chris Barber American Jazz Band, which we introduced at the top of the spot, played Sweethearts on Parade, and the music in the middle, the last of the great chanteuses, Wessler Whitfield, who believed that the best way to present a song is the no-frills way, to let the song sell itself, which was You're a Sweetheart, written by Jimmy McHugh. Husband Mike Greensill headed up his trio with Michael Moore bass and Joe LaBarbera drums, and Ken Peplowski and Gary Foster traded tenor saxophone solos. Terms of Endearment on The Jazz Guy today. On the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there was any one thing that was responsible for my love of jazz beginning at age 14, you could maybe make a case for the work of Edmund Hall, a clarinet player who sounded like no other clarinet player, a quiet, almost courtly man who barely moved a muscle when he played, produced a sound that could set fire to the curtains. In 1959, though, when Edmund had the opportunity to make an album of his own work on the Mount Vernon label, what came out under the title Rumpus on Rampart Street was what you just heard, sweet, friendly, self-effacing music, of which the song you just heard, entitled simply Sweetheart, was a fair representative. The arrangements included two other clarinet players, Edmund's brother Herb Hall and Omer Simeon, better known for his work with the Wilbur de Paris Band. The rhythm section included Dick Carey piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Al Hall, no relation, on the bass, and Jimmy Crawford drums. If I had to pick my favorite track today, though, it would be the solo piano offering from the late, much lamented Jessica Williams at the top of the spot. I Love You, Sweetheart of All My Dreams, from Jessica's In the Key of Monk CD from 1997. Wildly inventive, but also, if you dig Monk, very funny. And now, we must do some more expository talking. Much as I resist it, because in the case of the music in the middle, there is a story that must be told. Someday, Sweetheart is from a 1956 ABC Paramount album entitled Brother Matthew with Eddie Condon's Jazz Band, with a photo on the cover of a man whose name used to be Boyce Brown, wearing the clerical vestments of the Servite religious order, and whose name now is simply Brother Matthew. The man, wearing thick glasses, is playing an alto saxophone. The Servites encouraged the release of this album, profits from which would come to them. The sound Brother Matthew made with his horn can only be described as remarkable, and is perhaps more like a cry, as in pain. Boyce Brown was clearly not a man of renown and will always dwell in obscurity, but I am forever grateful that the Servites made this album possible. I can't tell you how many times I've played it, and this tune in particular. And Condon deserves credit for going along with the project. And now a moment of orientation from the man who makes the jazz guy walk the walk and talk the talk, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yes, because we are a radio station, we are responsible for letting our listeners know that what they're listening to is the Jazz Guy, from 6 to 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Brother Matthew. Interesting dude.
Yeah, but you know, he only spent 3 years in the Servites. He was only 59 when he died. I don't know whether he was all that healthy. Eyesight was terrible.
Gee, Bill, we were going along so very nicely. Thanks for the downer.
No problem.
Thank you. about. Silken hose, silken gown, you're out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, can't hardly believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise, and it all seems wrong somehow. Let your nobody sweet heart now.
mind if I drop by for tea. But oh, Miss Lucy, dear Miss Lucy, we need to chat about someone I'm mad about. Now it's a fact that he's attached to your strange artistry. But oh, Miss Lucy, don't refuse me to set the poor boy free. Well, he should be spending Sundays over a charcoal grill, tuning the family undies. Now that's some bacchanalia, hogtied in black regalia, that I'll whip should make him flip. What comes as news to me? But oh, Miss Lucy, dear Miss Lucy, to set the poor boy free. Just when I learned to trust him and gave him my heart to keep, you came along and trust him. Now he sings Rigoletto under a black stiletto. You've worked in to his skin like fine cutlery. But oh, Miss Lucy, dear Miss Lucy, he still belongs to me. You're skilled in, oh, these are the ties that bind. I'm flanked by his wife and children, doing his rigoletto under my black stiletto. So send him round, gagged and bound, back to his family. Oh, Miss Lucy, dear Miss Lucy, he still belongs to me. Oh, Miss Lucy, dear Miss Lucy, I'll do you proud, you'll see, you'll see.
The nucleus of the club band Dave's True Story, active in places like Greenwich Village for about 13 years at the end of the 1900s, early 2000s, was composer, arranger, guitarist David Cantor, singer Kelly Flint, and bassist Jeff Irish. Everybody else was in and out, depending. Dave's True Story just performed Dear Miss Lucy. At the top of the spot, the redoubtable Clancy Hayes joined up with Yank Lawson's Yankee Clippers to recount the sad tale of Nobody's Sweetheart, followed up by Billy and Dee Dee Pierce with the Preservation Hall Band in New Orleans performing Let Me Call You Sweetheart at the top of their lungs. Billy and Dee Dee both sang. Dee Dee played trumpet as well, joined by George Lewis clarinet, C. Frazier drums, Louis Nelson trombone, Narvin Kimball banjo, and Chester Nardis on the bass. Thank you.
sweetheart mine, don't sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? My love is true, and just for you. I'd do almost anything at any time. Dear, when you sigh or when you cry, something seems to grip this very heart of mine. Your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Till the sun shines soon, smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Dear Prudence, McCartney and Lennon wrote that one, and bassist Chuck Dierdorf was responsible for the arrangement you just heard, with Dierdorf on Toucan and Fender fretless basses, Dave Peterson, electric guitar, Jovino Santos Neto, Rhodes, Mark Ivester, drums, Michael Spiro, percussion, Terry Lauber, acoustic guitar, and John Burrow, digital collage. Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor at the top of the spot played I Surrender, Dear, supported by Shirley Scott, organ, Jerome Richardson, flute, George DeVivier, bass, and Arthur Edgehill, drums, and the meat in the middle of that musical sandwich was supplied by Claire Austin's anti-glam approach to Melancholy Baby. Barney Kessel's guitar was joined by Morty Korb's bass and Bob Scobie's trumpet in the accompaniment. One of the very cool things that Wynton Marsalis did while he was the director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center program was the galas at which Wynton's septet would make music with a special musical guest, not necessarily and usually not a jazz figure. Here's what happened when the guest was the country and western darling Lyle Lovett in 2006. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Remember that the easy way is often the best way. Above all, stay cool, everybody.
Said, "Hello, honey, how have you been?" She said, "What could you possibly have been doing until half past then?" And not being completely insensitive, I could tell my ship had run aground, 'cause